You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, January 27th, 2025. Grandpa Dan streaming with you, radioalbion.com. Well, kicking right off, most of you probably noticed, well, hopefully some of you tuned in Friday for the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist just to find out that it wasn't there yet once again. And as I kind of implied, I pretty much put up on that note for Friday. I've decided to put the Friday Daily Nationalist on an indefinite hiatus. And I thought I'd discuss why I decided to do that for a few minutes before we get in to our show today. Now, previously, before Sven's incarceration, my show schedule was my Tuesday Parish of the Patriots show. And then I would co-host the Friday Daily Nationalist show with Sven. Now, you know, that has changed, and I hope none of this comes across as whining. It's not whining or complaining in the least. Now, my schedule is the Monday Daily Nationalist, the Tuesday Parish of the Patriots show. I post up Dr. Johnson's Wednesday Orthodox Nationalist and his Thursday Daily Nationalist. And then I was doing the Friday Daily Nationalist. So I basically went from 1.5 to 3 shows plus posting Matt's stuff up, which, I mean, is not a problem. I don't mind doing. And like I said, I hope none of this comes across as whining. The thing is, the Friday show was becoming, for me, is kind of the odd man out. I would do the Friday show, and a lot of times when I'm looking for something to discuss, it's stuff that normally I would do on the Parish of the Patriots show, which I usually record on a Saturday. So I'd wind up doing the Friday show, and well, then I'd sit down to do my normal show recorded on Saturday. And it's like, for the first part of the show, at least, it's like, really, it's kind of like I have to juggle. One of them, I don't have a topic to cover. So it kind of became the Friday show being the odd man out. As a lot of you know, I've missed some installments off and on over the past couple of months. And I thought, instead of letting that continue like that, it's best just to go ahead and put that on standby. Nothing else. I put on the note for Friday. Nothing else is changing with our schedule. I just got to ease myself off a little bit so that we continue to have quality, hopefully quality output here on Radio Albion. Again, I thank all of you for bearing with me on this stuff. This is just stuff we got to deal with in Sven's absence. Speaking of Sven, I did speak with him recently, and he's doing fine. He's kind of in a limbo. He's still in his halfway house, and he's kind of in a limbo. Eventually, he'll move out of the halfway house, but it kind of gets convoluted because he's dealing with multiple different government agencies that are in charge of different things. And at least in Britain, they don't just kind of kick you out on the street. So there is that, but there's just not really anywhere for him to go right now. So, you know, he's kind of in a limbo spot, but he is doing fine. And we're looking forward to him eventually getting out. I mean, he'll be out this year for sure. His, you know, even though he's currently on parole, even that will wind up towards the end of the year. So looking forward to that. He is doing okay, and obviously I wanted to go ahead and pass that information along. Well, it is Monday. It is Daily Nationalist, and that means it's Daily Mail. This is Daily Mail Monday. We're going to settle in. I got some stories from the Daily Mail. I was noticing as I cruised through the Daily Mail looking for picking out what we're going to talk about. And I'm not going to talk about Taylor Swift and her alleged boyfriend or any of that nonsense. So that takes out like a third of the content on the Daily Mail. One of the things I noticed, because a lot of times you notice things that are missing. And one of the ways I think you can tell that this whole Ukraine thing is winding down is I've noticed an absence lately in the Daily Mail of their ridiculous Ukraine war propaganda that was just, I mean, it's just comedic on its face. Evil Putin is doing, I mean, it was some really low tier stuff. And they've been doing this on a steady basis since the conflict began. And now all of a sudden it's kind of drying up. They're kind of rolling some of that back, seeing the handwriting on the wall. We don't have any of that today, but we do have a couple other stories. Some of them perhaps more relevant than others. First one up, stock market hemorrhages $1 trillion as NASDAQ drops 4% on fears that China winning the AI arms race. Wall Street indexes sank as much as 4% in pre-market trading on Monday after a Chinese artificial intelligence startup triggered fears America's top tech stocks were overvalued. Fears that American tech stocks are overvalued. As somebody was around for the 2000, tech bubble crash, 99, 2000. Yeah, this is deja vu. Fears that they just might, this might be overvalued. They're obviously overvalued. It's laughable how overvalued some of this stuff is. Investors dumped around $1 trillion of tech stocks in pre-market trading, sending the S&P 500 2.3% lower before the bell. This is in pre-trading. So that usually indicates there's probably going to be a bloodbath with a little bump at the end. That's normally how these things play out. So it could be, if you're invested in these things, it could be a long day for you. The tech-heavy NASDAQ has been hit harder, tumbling 3.9% before markets open at 9:30 a.m. Chinese artificial intelligence startup DeepSeek demonstrated a chatbot that it says rivals the top versions from OpenAI and Google for a fraction of the cost. Chipmaker NVIDIA, which has benefited from the AI frenzy over the last 18 months, fell around 12%. In early trading. Another U.S. chip maker, Broadcom, also lost around 12%, while software giant Oracle lost 8%. Microsoft slid more than 6%, and Amazon was down 4.5%. Google parent company Alphabet and Facebook parent company Meta each lost about 3.5%. Well, I think there's a lot to unpack here. So, first off, one of the things that is amazing to me is virtually all of the stock market is over pumped because we live in this now financialized economy. Stocks have a different function. The original purpose of stocks was you were manufacturing something. So your Ford Motor Company in the early days, and you're manufacturing Model Ts or whatever the hell, and you need to make more, you need to build more plants because there's this huge demand and you can make even more money. Problem is, it's going to cost a lot of money before that you can realize that, you know, you can make this much money, but to do that, as the old saying goes, it takes money to make money. And this is a very true saying. So you know, you can make all this money, but first it's going to require spending more than you've got in order to build these factories and set up the assembly lines and hire people. So the idea is, well, you offer shares in the company and people buy these shares, you raise this revenue, then you can build, expand, make more money. The people buying the stock get a dividend and or the stock value goes up and gains value because the company is more and more profitable. And as many of you, most of you probably already know, now it's disconnected from reality. These corporations operate with the goal of the stock price. It isn't even about what they actually allegedly make, whether even turn a profit at all. Back during the 2000 tech bubble, you had all of the, if you started a company that was, had .com on the end of it, it was pumped. These things, a lot of these companies, don't really make any money. And if they do, it's very little, and it doesn't justify the stock price. The stock price in itself is the goal. So you'll see this with these vulture capitalist operations, and I've seen it myself, where they will come in and buy up a company that's actually productive and profitable. They will begin gutting the company, which seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? It's the opposite of the original intention of this. They will go in, start gutting the company, laying off workers, cut, cut, cut. And the reason they do that is because in the short term, before all that can catch up, because there's inventory built up, so they have a cushion here. So they do all this cost cutting. Well, in the short term, what does that do? It shows a huge jump in profits because they've cut all this. Now, it's short term because eventually the fact that you've cut your production by, you know, and undermined the company with these cuts, it's going to catch up. But you've got inventory and stuff to buffer that. They cut, 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 cut. In the short term, it bumps it. What happens? The stock price goes up. And these people then start selling those stocks and they pocket the money. They don't care. The idea is to time it to where they're out of it when the company crashes and burns and is left with nothing at best but a smoldering husk of their former self. The stock price itself, instead of the stock just being a means to an end, increasing productivity and profitability, now it's just to pump that stock price and to get out. That's it. That is how it works. You see this with crypto, you know, with these meme coins, usually affectionately referred to as shit coins. You see this with these meme coins. They're all pump and dumps. You know, they come out with a new meme coin and they try to pump it up the value because everybody looked at Bitcoin. And I remember when Bitcoin was, you know, I don't know, $200 for one Bitcoin. And people look at that and they're like, oh my gosh. I could have borrowed every penny I could, bought Bitcoin, and I'd be a kajillionaire today. And they regret that. So then they come out with the latest meme coin, and it's like, here's my chance. If I buy in on it now, it's going to go up, and I'm going to get rich. And usually whoever's introducing the meme coin, they own most of them. And at some point in time, they pull the rug out. You know, they're going to cash out because it ain't worth anything until you sell it. You know, you're not going to go down with your meme coin and buy you a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. So you got to cash it out for money. And the idea they got to cash it out while everybody else is still in the pump up phase. It isn't any different with a lot of these stocks, especially some of these tech stocks. It's a pump and dump. No different than a meme coin. They're pumping this up. They put out this. And I think this AI is indicative of it. Most people, and I'd say a lot of these people that are investing in this stuff, all they do is listen to the media, and the media is AI this, AI that, AI, AI, AI. And you hear this, some of this nonsensical talk, you know, AI is going to become sentient. They don't even understand what it is. You know, they don't even understand. They saw, you know, like the Terminator movies or some shit. They remember watching Star Trek and the captain to sit there and talk to the computer, and it's sitting there answering him. That's what they picture this is. And so they do all this hype. They're pumping a meme coin. That's all it is. They're pumping this meme coin. Oh, AI is going to do this. AI is going to do that. They're pumping it. And then they're going to slide back out. Now, some of this, what we're seeing with this story, is some of this, probably some of these starting to do the slide back out. They're starting to take this opportunity to cash out a little bit. Now's the time. You've got an excuse with this Chinese AI story. Here's a chance to start cashing some of that out and taking those gains, raking that profit. It is literally gambling. This is the stock market today. It's literally gambling. It's no different. I laugh when I hear people, you know, they talk about like Bitcoin or whatever, and it's like, well, that's just gambling. I put my money in the stock market. Like, that's different. It's the same shit. With crypto coins, you've got whales. You got people that hold, say, would stay away from the meme coins for just a second. If you look at more mainstream like Bitcoin, there's still people that have large sums of it and they can manipulate the market. You think that doesn't happen with the stock market because it's regulated? Hey, you think all the politicians and regulators get rich when they have these mediocre salary job, wagey jobs for the government, and yet somehow they miraculously all get rich? It's a game, it's fixed, and you're not in it. You're not in the circle. You're the one they're looking to fleece. They're all in on it. If you're wondering who the mark is, you are the mark. Now, talking about this AI thing, and they're just shocked that this Chinese AI come out and it allegedly works better than our number one merc, a screaming eagle eye AI could work. Well, no. Who's shocked by this? People are shocked by this news. I'm not shocked. When I saw this story a couple days ago about this Chinese AI, I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, it's not real hard. Look at search engines as an example. Again, I'm old. I remember back in the day, the early search engines, when Google was in its infancy. I'm old. I remember that. All the different, there were all those different search engines that aren't around anymore. Google and Yahoo and whatever. You had the different search engines. And I'm going to tell you, like for Google, we'll just stick with the main. We'll just stick with Google. I kid you not. Y'all younger people ain't going to believe me. You young folks ain't going to believe me. But I'm going to tell you, back in the day, I kid you not, you could put anything in Google and like by page two, you could find it. You didn't have to sit there and do all this stuff that you do now. Because search engines now are broken. All of you know this. I know it for sure. Search engines are broken. You put something into one of these search engines now. Very specific. You can put something, just so specific. And you get garbage. You get absolute garbage returns. Used to not be that way. Things are supposed, part of advancing is, you know, things are supposed to get better. They don't get better now. Now everything's worse. Back in the day, you could put anything into Google and find it just lickety-split. I mean, anything. Put people's names. Used to be you could put numbers in. Like, if you had a weird phone number come up on your phone, you just Google that phone number. It didn't tell you who it was if it was listed. Now, you know what you get? You get returns for, oh, go to this site and pay me. Go to this site and pay somebody and they'll tell you what the phone is. You just don't have that. You just put it in Google and it'd tell you. There's a phone number out of Richmond, Virginia, out of New Delhi, India, or wherever. Now, oh, you get a site return. I don't even remember what it was. I was searching. It's a typical thing. I was searching for a specific story, and I don't remember what it was. It's been a couple weeks ago, but this happens all the time. And it was a particular story with an angle to it, and I put it in. I could more or less remember the headline of the story, but I couldn't remember where I read it. And anyway, I keyed it in because, you know, these stories get repeated on different outlets, so it's not like I had to have the original outlet. But I key it in, and it didn't matter. Google, DuckDuck, Brave, whatever. I get this same result, nothing but MSNBC, CNN, and it's all about how this is disinformation, has been debunked, and it's a hoax. And I didn't ask to be educated on what the mainstream media opinion on this was. I was looking for the story with the details about this event, this topic. And instead, it might as well have been a paid advertisement for MSNBC, CNN, blah, 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 New York Times. At insult to injury, you'll click on this stuff and half the time it's behind a paywall. It's like, well, if you want to read this, you're going to pay the New York Times. I'm not paying the New York Times. You see, with the censorship, they've ruined the search engines. That's one of the reasons. They ruined the reasons. One of the reasons the search engines no longer work is because they've censorshiped so much, it's broken them on these other topics. So you have these broken search engines. AI is going to be the same thing. I wasn't surprised at all to find out the Chinese AI works fine. Why? Because they don't have the censorship. They don't. When these companies in the U.S. are developing their AI, well, they can't have them coming back with these returns. Well, I'm sure all of you have read a story or an anecdote that somebody's written somewhere where they're prodding the AI to add the something like, you know, the mathematical, is it mathematically possible for this many people to have died in the Holocaust or something? And it starts, the AI goes into like this glitch mode and starts going this circular thing because it can't just answer it because the programmers have foresaw that and it's like, you can't answer anything like this. And so it goes into like this glitch mode and you read these things and people start asking these roundabout questions to get the AI to finally spit out the answer that's obvious. See, the Chinese aren't hamstrung by that. You just put the information in, and it's gathering this information from all over that's picked up all over the interwebs, and it spits out the answer. They're not worried about it. China doesn't have all of this political correctness that is required today. See, their AI is not going to be hamstrung by all of this, what is allowed, what is not allowed. Of course, this runs counter to the narratives people are told that, you know, they don't have the freedom of speech that we have here in America. More and more people are finding out, you know, that's nonsensical. So, yeah, anyway, I didn't find it surprising at all that the Chinese AI is doing better than the American one. But this whole these stocks crashing, this is because all of this crap is overvalued. It is all way overvalued. And what will happen a lot of times is now other people will, you know, the big players will see this as a signal. Go ahead and take their profits. Always going to leave you. Going to leave you holding the bag. Okay, well, speaking of China, I got another story here we'll get into real quick. Shocking inside account of Chinese spy balloon fiasco and what the government didn't tell you. Now, I saw this headline and I thought, my gosh, they're going to finally admit that was a stupid hoax. No, that's not the angle here. The shocking truth about a Chinese spy balloon that entered U.S. airspace last year has finally been revealed. No, it hasn't. Spoiler alert, no, it hasn't. Panic swept the nation. No, hysteria swept the media. Were you panicked? I wasn't panicked. I wasn't sitting around going, oh my gosh. This is right up there with the TikTok nonsense. That one fell flat. They're trying to find a way to kind of crab walk back out of the TikTok thing because it came off so stupid. That was a narrative that didn't work. They need a better AI. You see, they're probably using the same AI. If they had the Chinese AI could have told them that TikTok narrative wasn't going to work. They're trying to crab walk back out of that. You know, the Chinese trying to steal your, you know, information to do what with it. And then we don't have these stories about the U.S. government getting everybody's information through the U.S. social media company. Now, the media tried to whip up some hysteria pain with a little better results than the TikTok hysteria, granted. But I wasn't hysterical and panicked over the Chinese spy balloon. But anyway, panic swept the nation when officials spotted a massive white balloon float over the Canadian border in February 2023. You also have to remember, essentially what they were saying without saying with this is that China does not have satellites. There's, you see, they had to float this balloon. Well, the Chinese government insisted it was a civilian meteorological device that had blown off course. It floated over Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, home to some of America's intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's called the jet stream. The mysterious... See, they didn't have one of their ridiculous Ukraine stories, so I had to settle for this. The mysterious trajectory, it's called the jet stream. It's called wind currents. What is being implied here? The mysterious trajectory. Are they implying, because I've never seen this alleged, and it's not alleged in this story, are they implying that the balloon had secret thrusters to move it around? Mysterious trajectory. The mysterious trajectory led to officials ordering it to be shot down, sending an Air Force F-22 Raptor over the Atlantic Ocean to get the job done. Now, of course, because it's a Daily Mail article, it's excessively wordy, so I'm skipping like 98% of the article. Alarms were raised at NORAD after the balloon changed course, heading south on a trajectory that would take it over Idaho, which borders Montana, in case you didn't know, where a military base and nuclear missile silos are located. Like, that's the only one. Military officials hatched a plan to shoot down the balloon, but waited until it was over water to minimize the risk to U.S. civilians and infrastructure. It also just so happens that way you couldn't go and retrieve it. Nobody could go look at it and say, well, wait a minute. This is really just a weather balloon. No, it's because the U.S. government is really worried about you, the people, because they demonstrate that in so many other areas, right? They're very worried about your health and safety. They really wanted to shoot down this balloon. On the one hand, they're saying this balloon was transmitting secret nuclear silo data to the evil Chinese government. But then on the other hand, they're like, well, we couldn't shoot it down because it might have crashed on someone's house. And the one single person's house is very valuable to the U.S. government. They had to weigh that. Do you see? They had to weigh, on the one hand, the Chinese were getting our secret nuclear data via this technologically advanced balloon because they don't have satellites. You see, when you really look at things, when you look at these narratives and start applying some just logic and critical thinking to them, the more convoluted it becomes, the more obvious that it's bullshit, right? I mean, when you have to start twisting more and more and more things for their alleged narrative to make any sense, then it becomes laughably silly. This balloon was piloting itself over our nuclear weapons silos, military bases, transmitting secret data, all of this highly sensitive data to the Chinese government. Because the Chinese don't have satellite technology, so they have to use balloons because they're so primitive and backwards. They're practically just a bunch of farmers living in rice farmers living in huts. And but they're getting this sensitive data and they wanted to shoot it down because, you know, Idaho and Montana are so densely populated, they couldn't do that. So they had to wait until it went all the way across the country and shoot it down in the Atlantic Ocean where it could go in the water and none of that could ever be recovered. But don't worry, we totally have the U.S. government's narrative story, so we don't have to even question it. Who needs to go look at the evil spy balloon? It doesn't make any sense. It's laughable in its face. They spew this nonsense out, and you're supposed to just eat it up like hogs at the slop trough. It's just, it's in an F-22 Raptor. I'm surprised this happened to the Biden administration. I'm surprised, you know, they've been renaming like national monuments and military bases, because if they were named after like Confederate generals or people who at that time were deemed, you know, politically incorrect, they renamed them to other things, you know, and not just military stuff. You know, the Washington Redskins, they became the team or something, and now they're the Commanders or some other generic nonsense. I'm surprised they allowed these planes to keep their patriarchal, you know, masculine names. F-22 Raptor. That just sounds a little, I don't know, you know, a little oppressive. You know, I'm surprised at the height of all this, they didn't rename some of these planes, you know. It would be, you know, because they were flying like the rainbow flag over the embassies. I'm surprised. The story should read something like, you know, in the spirit of that time. You know, the story should be like the U.S. government bravely launched a squadron of F-75 rainbow dildos to knock down they launched a rainbow vibrator missile and took down the evil patriarchal Chinese spy balloon that's trying to steal our freedoms away and get Americans' secret TikTok data. It's not so much that they lie. It's just that they lie so stupidly, you know, and they do such a sloppy job. It's like the search engine's not working. We used to get more convincing lies, at least. They at least had a grain of plausibility. And now we got DEI lies. We got very lame narratives. It'd be fun to get the Chinese AI and do some side-by-side comparisons, you know, get the Chinese AI and then whatever here is in Dildo America and feed like the same questions, you know, and they're not questions that are vague. I mean, questions that you already know the answer to. They could be like mathematically proven. and feed these in and watch it spit it out. You know, and compare the two different, you know, the two different answers and which one is factually correct and which one is a bunch of convoluted nonsense, you know. The American AI is going to give you the equivalent of community notes or debunking. Fact checkers have debunked that. I can't answer that question. And the Chinese one is going to just spit the answer out because it's obvious, you know. And they act like it's controversial when something like that would spit out an obvious answer. But the U.S. one is going to be hobbled because everything in this country is built on these lies. So they have to keep the lies propped up. You know, you pull out one chink of lie and the rest of it starts crumbling down. And so you wind up now with this huge smoldering mountain of lies. And some of them are just so absurd that they can't even admit it, though. You know, they got to take the AI and program it to go along with the narratives. If it's going to run counter to one of these ridiculous narratives, it can't do that. And it becomes hobbled. Like I say, it's just like how the search engines no longer work when they used to. You know, it's the same thing. They've got to hobble it because of the censorship, and they've got to protect these ever increasingly observably ludicrous narratives. It's just not going to work. Just going to spit out. And spit out bunch of nonsense. I don't know. Wouldn't be buying stocks in the American AI. If you could buy stocks in the Chinese AI, or maybe even cutting edge spy balloon stocks, you might be money ahead. We're gonna wrap up on that note. I hope you have a great week. I'll be back here tomorrow for the Parish of the Patriots program. It's already recorded, already in the can, already ready to go. I don't even have to do anything. It's going to go up. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, of course, will be here Wednesday with the Orthodox Nationalist. He'll be back on Thursday with his Daily Nationalist for geopolitical themed Daily Nationalist. Always a treat. And I will not be back here Friday. I've hiatused the Friday Daily Nationalist. So you'll have to enjoy your week after. Just think of it as a long weekend. You have to enjoy. Anyway, I hope your tech stocks aren't crashing too hard. Hope you got out on time. Maybe you're heavily invested in TikTok. I don't know. Either way, have a great week. Keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.